Charlie Walker worked and lived in or near St. George, Utah, back in the same country we're talking about in the last song. He was a well-known poet and wrote about the harsh conditions and life of life in southern Utah. But he had a droll sense of humor, which will be obvious from our next song, in which he describes a land so desolate that the Indians refused to live in it and the coyotes passed around it. Be ready to help with the chorus of St. George and Dragon. The chorus goes like this.
Mesquite, soaked root, prickly pear and briars, St. George along will be the place that everyone admires.
Okay, here we go. One more time.
Mesquite, soaked root, prickly pear and briars, St. George along will be a place that everyone admires. Oh, what a dreary place this was when first the Mormons found it. The Indians here refused to live and the coyotes passed around it. They say the land it was no good and the water was no gooder, and the bare idea of living here was enough to make men shudder. Mesquite, soap, root, prickly pear and briars, St. George along will be a place that everyone admires. The sun, it is so scorching hot, it makes the water sizz, sir. The reason that it is so hot is just because it is, sir. The wind will fury hair to the blow, that when we plant or sow, sir, we place one foot upon the seeds and hold them till they grow, sir. Mesquite, soap, root, prickly pear and briars, St. George along will be a place that everyone admires. Now green lucerne and verdant spots redeems our thriving city, while vines and fruit trees grace the lots with flowers sweet and pretty. Where once the grass in single plates grew a mile apart in distance, it kept the crickets on the hop to pick up their subsistence. Mesquite, soap, root, prickly pear and briars, St. George along will be a place that everyone admires.